4 TFW, KO4HGX. KO4HGX, mobile.
4HGX, KO4PXB.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and you've had a good start to your week.
Definitely had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you did. And the week's definitely been going good.
And yes, I had a good Thanksgiving. This year it was just me and the wife. Son had to work, so. And the rest of the family decided they didn't want to get together, so we just hung out together ourselves. Nice and quiet.
Any point in time that you want to have the use of a five-year-old, let me know. I can accommodate that.
I'm going to say I'm going to have to pass for now, Lloyd.
You're not going to be a team player. Yeah, she definitely made the 4 days off that I had very interesting.
For that, and entertaining at that, too.
Yes, she did. On Saturday and Sunday, it was actually just Sunday she helped me. I went to the Sonoma Club there because I'm helping them sell Christmas trees for the Scottish Rite, and we sold every tree that we had except 20 out of 250. Well, that was for the 3 days that we had the 250 trees on that Sunday. About 5:30, we had 20 left.
A lot of trees to handle multiple times, I'm sure.
Yep, on that Friday, I didn't help set up, but from that Saturday, from 2 to 5, from 1 to 5, I helped out, and then from noon to 5, I helped out again. So definitely a lot to do and help people, trim the bottom of it, put stands on them, move them around when they want to see how full they are, how tall they are. So it was definitely for a good cause. The Sonoma Club supports a speech center right there on Pleasantburg.
Kind of a fundraiser thing?
Yes, it was a fundraiser for them.
I'm glad everything worked out good for them then.
Yeah, I'm glad my daughter was good when I took her out there on that Sunday. I took her tricycle out there and she rode it for a little while and run around and but she was definitely good and did not cause any major issues, and she had her first experience with a porta potty. The first one that she ever dealt with was at a campground, and it was just beyond nasty. She said she wasn't going to go, and this one, it was clean, but when she saw the porta potty, she goes, oh, that she wasn't going because she thought it was going to be smelly the same way.
Is that blame her? There's a few of them I walked in and turned around and walked out too.
That's what she did too. She, on the very first one, it was just beyond unclean, and don't know how people could even just stand to be that nasty and just don't aim right on both reliefs, man. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, let's move on to a cleaner subject.
I was trying to keep that as clean as possible. Yeah, so it was definitely a good time, and I'm definitely learning more of the ins and outs for the IT at Honeywell.
That it sounds like somebody's trying to come in there, so we'll leave a little pause and see what's going on. Maybe not. Could just be one of those key clickers, and or it could be the interference we've been having. So we'll carry on.
Yep. My weekend's going to be busy this coming weekend, too, because I've got my 2 grandchildren coming in, which are 12, and then I have the Madeline running around, which is 5. At least they play well and entertain each other, so that way we won't have to be so much of an enter trying to keep a 5-year-old occupied, especially when it's going to be cold again.
at the house this morning, and then I got down the mountain, and the wife said they had canceled school for Transylvania County. I was like, well, must have got worse than what it did when I left.
Really must have. Yeah, my daughter was standing outside this morning and was talking about being cold, and that due to the fact of her, I guess, brain thoughts, that because it was cold, that she just determined that she didn't want to go to school. I'm going, sorry, hon, you have to go.
Well, I think as adults, even when it's cold, a lot of people don't want to go, and some of them have good reasons, and some of them, they don't.
Yep. It's either sometimes have to be forced with that fortitude, just pull up your bootstraps and do it anyway.
Well, Lloyd, I am getting ready to cross the state line, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73 while I still can. Good to hear you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. You be careful, and then enjoy your evening with your daughter, KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 73.
Sir, have a great evening. Enjoy all that snow that you probably got that still may be hanging around. It's KO4PXB.